Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. And now, Three Witches and a Druid Podcast present Shenka.
In a vision long ago, I stood alone upon a hill, a fortress buried deep within. Had a mission to fulfill. There, from the well, I drank deep and filled my soul. Sang of wisdom deep within, and the place where I belong. Then from the well, I drank deep and filled my soul. Together we did go, sailing hopeful on the tide. Then from the well, I drank deep and knew my soul. Demas and Press.
Demas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around drinking our vino, talking about our lives as modern pagans. I'm Margot.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So yeah, we are currently sitting in one of my spare bedrooms of my new home.
See, I didn't want to say anything because it wasn't my news to share.
No,
so
no,
there you are. It's your news to share.
That's
congratulations,
why,
Brian.
Thank you. Yeah. That's why the episodes this week are very late and why they've been late the last little bit. Plus, I think we're going to change our schedule back to the Friday release days instead of the Wednesdays, just because it's left pressure on poor Krista Gizzard a week to do it instead of a few days. So yeah, watch for that in the future. But for right now, we have all, like, the last episode was interviews with people that had gone to the festival for the first time, but we thought we should talk about our personal experience at the festival at Sunken Lake, and two of you got to attend Aegis, so we'll talk about that as well. So all four of us got to go to the Sunken Lake,
which was pretty great.
Beautiful spot.
Gorgeous spot.
I was really nervous about the size, the location. Would there be enough parking? Would there be enough room for people in tents? All my fears were. Yeah, it was perfectly fine.
How many people were there?
There was 62 had registered, and I think the final count of people who showed up was 58.
I probably wouldn't want more than 30 more people there, to tell you the truth.
No, we probably cap it at 100-ish. 90 to 100.
Depending on are they kids, are they adults, how many tents.
And of course, walk-in, like, that's not including walk-ins. We probably had about 5 or 6 people who would just come for the day and then leave at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was pretty good, even though the parking, we had to park, you know, out near the road. But there were people with trucks who just went out and helped, you know, load people's gear. And you could drive in and get all your stuff in and then just take your car. It wasn't a long walk.
No.
A few minutes.
For a few specific people who it was a bit of an issue, it wasn't the end of the world to allow them to keep their cars closer to the site. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to walk in. Yeah, it's not a long walk for me, but there's a couple of people where that would not have been doable.
Not quite as able-bodied.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was plenty of room, and the scouts loved having us there and are excited to have us there again next year.
Yeah, it has, I think part of the beauty of that land is its history.
Yeah.
It's got this lovely history.
Yeah. So the scoutmaster had come and talked to us, and he explained that the Sunken Lake was actually one of the oldest scout locations left in the world. It's a smaller one, but it was 1906 when it first opened.
It's the longest running scout camp, continually running scout camp in Canada.
Yeah.
And one of the longest running in the world.
Yeah.
Continuously.
Yeah. It's great. The lake was clean.
Oh, yes.
It was warm. It was really nice. It was
great. Only had one leech incident the whole weekend.
It was excellent. Mind you, the bullfrog population the bullfrogs. You know, once in a while you hear one bullfrog if you're out. You don't hear 20.
Yeah, we heard.
It was a scene.
Yeah.
But it was great. And the kids were like, oh, look at this. I'm like, bring them over. I'll cook them. They thought that was hilarious and that I was joking.
Yeah.
But no. How to cook that frog.
We had booked a few nights earlier and the druids just camped before everyone else showed up. And that lake is a party place for all those animals. And on the first night, there was like this cacophony of like 2 in the morning. Every bird, every frog, everything, just all yelling at the same time.
And as much as you're going, really? We're the ones invading their home.
Yeah.
No, it was nice though. And they were right there at the side of the lake. The kids could see them.
Oh yeah, they are definitely used to
right
children and other people. And they didn't seem to have any issue whatsoever.
No, they were really good. It was great. I found the workshops were really good.
Yeah.
Workshops were great. The space was great. I was extremely pleased.
It was really nice to have a lodge.
It was amazing to have that in case at workshop times it rained.
Yeah.
We would still be able to meet and carry on our workshops. And some of the workshops were in the lodge because you wanted to be able to sit at a table and lay things out and discuss. And
so, like, from a, not that this is any way pagan related, but like from an organizational point of view, the place was easy to set up. It was easy to tear down. We brought in 2 outhouses on top of the 2 outhouses that they had there.
You basically showed up, pitched your tent.
And that was it.
And that was it. Yeah, that's the way to go.
We tried to have like a volunteer list, but there wasn't anything to do.
The old original site where AEPG was and Aegis was a magnificent place, but it was a lot.
Yes, a lot of work. Yeah, this had no work.
Show up, have your weekend, clean up and leave.
Yeah.
And
yeah, as long as everybody respected the take out what you brought in. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a couple of people not do that. But luckily, we were super blessed to have a couple of locals who were attending. And they're like, yeah, no, I'll just take this bag with me and put it in my trash on Thursday. So that was super nice. Big shout out to a couple of other people who had cottages on the lake. So for next year, they've offered some parking spaces. They've offered to take refundables and recycling.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, next year.
We actually had somebody take composting too this year, yes, too, didn't yeah, we? Which yeah, is fantastic to know that was looked after and taken care of.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So one thing is the lodge itself has a full kitchen. We didn't use it this year, but next year I'd like to really hold a feast. We'll have to look into that, but I don't want the feast to be a big labor on anyone, but we have had a volunteer who said, yeah, no, I will 100% sit there Saturday and cook meat all day. I'm super excited about that.
you used to be able to rent a proper pig cooker with the spit and everything.
Well, that's what we thought we were going to have to do, but we have a stove and we have an oven. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good. But a feast, if you just farm out the dishes.
Yeah.
People bring them along, and it doesn't have to be Maeve 20 items. Maeve
was a feast coordinator 1 year when I was on the executive of a big festival, 200 people.
Yeah.
And you simplified that process a lot. You did an amazing job. So it's all about organization and and letting people do the work.
Yeah. It's like you show up with that dish, or if you haven't got it already ready, we were in the Boy Scout camp, mm-hmm, other Boy Scout camp, and it's like you bring the ingredients and chop it up and make it there, and that's it. And like, yeah, you get two helpers and you're done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's super simple.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a whole
thing. And if you make things like a vegetarian chili or a hummus or this, things that can be frozen in advance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's nothing to it. You know, you don't have to go crazy.
No, but like that, the scout camp that we were at, something like it was, I think it was like 3 or 4 fridges. There's tons of room, tons of space to store things.
Yeah. It will be easy. I'm not being feast coordinator.
No, that's okay.
I'm not signing up for that.
Well, here's the deal is I have all these ideas swirling in my head. This is what happens.
But you have said you are going to bring the hummus.
I'll bring the hummus. I did the hummus at AEPG for like ever and ever and ever, amen.
Mary, you're the only person I know that says AEPG. Everyone calls it APEG.
It was always AEPG to me. Yeah. I guess APEG became a later thing. We all for the first 5 years or more, we called it AEPG. Yeah. And I guess
Avalon East Peg
and Gathering.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Yeah.
No, I had a grand time. Gwen, I'm talking too much, man. What you got to say?
Yeah, it was a lovely space. I had a great time, even though, the numbers were, 50, 60. Met some new people, which is always nice. Nice to see old faces. Nice to meet new people and new people that were willing to just step right up and contribute into community with their knowledge and their gifts. It was really, really lovely. One of the things about the lake, and that was one of the rituals that I was a part of, we used the lake as a part of the ritual and the water from the lake. And the lake is a kind of lake that is made by glaciers. And it's called a kettle lake. So I thought that was very magical, and to include the lake because a kettle is a cauldron. So we have that magical land formation as part of the ritual. That was nice to have that in the women's ritual.
I believe we were sitting on the dock thinking about a new women's ritual.
We were.
New women's ritual. Yeah.
So that cauldron lake is going to be.
Gwen volunteers.
Well, I'm really glad someone else got used to the lake, not just the children who are in there every day from 5 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night.
Nothing makes me happier.
And we had some great lifeguards.
We did. We were really blessed with that.
Yeah.
Even though I think you'd have have to try extra hard to drown yourself in that lake.
That's true.
But they did a very good job. Yes.
That's good. Because it doesn't get deep fast.
No.
It does drop off after a while.
But hey, you've got to go pretty far out.
You've got a distance before the drop off.
And like Karen was really, for the longest time, Karen was the only first aid volunteer. And she was kind of stressed about it. She's like, 50 people. I haven't really done any of this.
And then the lifeguards.
And then the lifeguards. She's like, oh, never mind. I don't have to do anything. But I'm the only one that had to take care of the one leech from my child who was like, he's a vampire sucking my blood. And then trying to explain to him why the blood wouldn't stop. And none of the first day we're around then.
We weren't there yet. But that happened before it even started, I think. The day before.
That was a shockingly large amount of blood. It wasn't. Because
diluted
it's from
with water.
Yeah, it's very diluted with water, but he's like freaking out.
Well, you know, as we're sitting here, I am the idea girl. I have so many ideas going in my head. This is where I get in trouble. Can I volunteer to do something new? I broke my own rule at the Aegis one, and my I did the main ritual, which turned out well.
Good.
But I had apprehension. It's the little nervousness, and I'm usually not nervous, but I was like, anyway, and I will not do that again. I'll do your opening ritual.
Yeah. Can I do a main ritual?
No way.
Okay.
No, I had that rule. It's opening or nothing, but no.
Okay.
Only opening. I broke my rule.
So we've talked about Sunken Lake, and Maeve and Gwen got to attend Aegis, which was 2 weeks later.
Yes. And Friday night, it rained like you needed to call Noah. In a nice Christian reference, it rained like a son of a gun. It started around 9.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the weekend wasn't too bad because it was a bit, but, and there were, we called them screech owls. I don't think they were screech owls. I think it was some kind of barn owl screeching. We had bullfrogs at Sunken Lake. At Aegis at night, it was owls screeching. Charm. It's like, I can't even describe. I mean, it was a shrieking. One of the girls there, and I won't say her name, I'll tell you guys later, she didn't know what the heck was going on. She was terrified. She thought, and you know, because we're all
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You know, magical people. She's like, is that some sort of spirit screeching? She was terrified to leave the tent. She couldn't go to the
poor thing.
And I'm like, no, it's just an owl, but it was a really wild screeching. But you know, it kind of made a mood. It was different flavors. The flavor was different, but the feast was enormous and extremely, you know, really well put on. So many dishes. It was a lot of hard labor. And I felt badly. I said to, you know, Melody, I said, this is too much. You mean it's magnificent, but it's too much. You don't need to do this much. Yeah. But she did. They went. So they even had servers with the desserts all of this. Oh, yeah. It was very swanky. It was very swanky.
Yeah, but like, so this is not a criticism, but when you have a volunteer doing that role, they're taken away from doing
their
something
enjoyment.
Else.
Exactly. Yes. This was. Yeah. And it was her decision to make everything on site, but she needs to just farm it out next year. Melody, if you're listening, farm it out, because that was crazy. It was so much work. Everyone was extremely grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extremely grateful. It was wonderful.
And there was a lot. She had helpers that were consistent, like were there, spent most of the festival time in that preparation mode. It was restaurant quality.
It was fancy.
It was amazing.
It was fancy, but nice. We're camping. It's a poor thing. It was a lot. But no, the workshops were really good.
Did they have like a single stream of workshops or a double stream of workshops?
Single stream.
Good.
So I single stream.
Appreciate the single stream because then I don't have to choose.
Yeah.
But I also understand when you have so many workshops to offer that you sometimes need to go the double stream. And, then you have to make the hard decisions of which one do I go to.
That's why 3 days are nice.
Yeah.
Because you can make that extra day of workshops.
Yeah, yeah.
3 days are nice. And anybody, and one girl's name was Kat. Oh my gosh, there was three girls who came, and they came because they heard about Aegis on Three Witches and a Druid.
Oh, okay.
And it was wonderful. It was great that they were there. One of them was getting married soon and all of that. So I know one girl's name was Kat, and I can't remember the rest. I'm so sorry. I've got a terrible memory. But I hope your wedding went well.
Good.
I hope everything is good with you out there. And no, it was really good. Good workshops. Very interesting. There was a wonderful woman there, and she was there last year. She did spiritual practices from the Andes, from Peru.
Okay.
And she's, you know, studying there in their spiritual path, and it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super interesting. Really, really great. I enjoyed that very, very much. And she even talked about, you know, some of them, the practices are psychedelic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As well as physically cathartic in a bodily, like make you sick way.
Well, many of theirs.
Yeah, very. I mean, these are ancient practices, and it's not something we think about here. But she even had like real cocoa and like the hard cocoa bars and things. It was very interesting.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that a lot. And, you know, Bardic is good. It's a sweet campground.
It's a private campground, but the owners are definitely pagan friendly and bent over backwards to create a really lovely atmosphere to support. And they even attended Bardic a little bit and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they came around. They're really supportive, wonderful people. What is it? Lacey Mines Campground?
Yeah.
Lacey Mines Campground. Now, if you decide you'd like to go camp at Lacey Mines Campground, it's tenting only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No trailers. It is
no trailers, but it's a real nice central location to get to, like Chester, Lunenburg, Mahone Bay. Really, really convenient that way. You want to take a trip to Tancook Island, but it's a sweet campground. It was really, really good, well attended, very well. And I mean, even though it rained, the owners put up this monstrous, I've never seen one so large tarp, and it was enough to get all of us under it. It was huge.
And you said it was all over a fire.
Yeah, and they had two propane fire pits.
Nice.
And so we were able to be under that.
Amazing.
And it was really great. It's a wonderful spot.
It was
spot.
Like a, to give you know, it was like cathedral height, this tarp. Yeah. So it was, you know, 20 feet up at the peak.
Yeah, sort of thing. It was really, really high up.
Okay.
Now, when it started raining, it was really, really loud, but it was good. But I must say the rain, it created camaraderie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It created a nice camaraderie. Yeah. And it wasn't cold. I can take the rain if it's not cold. I can prepare for the cold and I can prepare for the wet. I don't like cold and wet.
No. We got really lucky at something like we had amazing weather all weekend except for
20 minutes.
20 minutes Saturday afternoon.
It poured buckets.
And
it was a bad squall. But the crazy thing is, down in the valley, it was doing that for hours.
We just had this tiny little squall.
And everyone ran. We were in a workshop, so it didn't even matter.
No. We had two tents blow away. We were able to recover them. Yeah, we got so lucky with weather.
Yes, it was a good weekend. Yeah. It was and it wasn't, knock on wood, wasn't buggy.
Nope.
For all the rain we've had, it's very surprising that mosquitoes have not been outrageous this year.
Yeah. There was a year at AEPG where it was called Mudfest. It just rained the whole weekend.
Yeah. But again, it was warm.
Yeah.
And so you could just walk around in your bare feet and you didn't worry about your clothes getting wet and worrying about ruining your shoes or anything because it was warm. And then once all the earthworms came out and then started dying and baking in the sun, that was gross.
That was the worst part. It was the stink of dead earthworms.
By the last day, it's like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It was just stinky and the field was just a quagmire. It was and that's a fairly tough field.
Yeah.
You know, with it, that it had, you know, bramble and all of that. It wasn't like a nice, soft little field. Like it had, it had been a field with tough, tough roots there. But no, that was good. We had a really good time. It was great. And we're very, very fortunate here in Nova Scotia. We have those two things going on.
Yeah. So Sunken Lake will take place again next year. Same weekend, the first weekend, the long weekend in August.
And the third weekend
will be Aegis.
Will be Aegis, yeah.
So I'll post the actual dates in the show notes.
Yeah. So it's come on down to Nova Scotia. Yeah. It's a grand time.
So like in the next while, do you guys see yourselves attending any other festival? You usually go to... Rainbow Fest.
For whatever reason, Rainbow's the end of this month.
Oh.
So I don't know. It's going to depend on how cold it is.
Yeah.
I'm not. And now the Rainbow Gathering. Now, Rainbow Gatherings started back in the early 70s.
Yeah.
And it's with the concept of rainbow then. Now, the rainbow now is associated with the LGBT, et cetera, etc. But back then it was many races, many colors, many creeds. Remember, it's the early 70s. And you can go online and go Rainbow Gathering Romania and find one.
Yeah.
If I'd had the money, they were having one the year after my first one in the Carpathians Mountains. Yeah. I would have went there.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, there's a permanent rainbow gathering site in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Like you can go any country pretty much and find a rainbow. So you get people a lot of the time from all over. Now, where they are doing this rainbow, it's at a Buddhist forest retreat.
Okay.
And the property is wonderful.
Nice.
It's a beautiful place to go. If you've never been with real hippies, that's the place to go.
Nice. It's a little unfortunate because the local pagan community has been offered a few times to use the Buddhist land and location, but unfortunately they don't allow alcohol. Oh, okay.
It depends on what Buddhist one you're going to.
Okay.
This one, it kind of goes against the rainbow gathering rules, which is the rainbow gathering is never supposed to be held on private property.
Yeah.
But this Buddhist forest retreat is part of someone's private property.
Okay.
So you can, depending on where you're at, rainbow gatherings are also, they're very easy, very free. Clothing is always optional.
Okay.
And all of this, it depends on where you are, but this one technically is breaking the rules.
Yeah.
But no, I have been to rainbow gatherings, other places where there is no alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol is not permitted. Depends. This one's sort of a slightly pseudo rainbow gathering.
Okay, that's fair.
But there's lots of rainbow gatherings.
Yeah.
Great.
So for me next year, I'm really hoping to get to Three Rivers. It's outside of Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
It's at a grove called Thornhaven. And I'm also hoping to get to Wellspring, which is the big ADF gathering down the States.
Did they have that one up in Cape Breton this year?
I don't know.
I didn't see one.
I don't know if they did. We're on the email list. We didn't get anything this year. So
I was really hoping to get up to that one. And I realized it's pagan friendly as opposed to pagan.
Yeah,
it's pagan
adjacent. It started off as a LARPing Renaissance fair type thing.
Yeah.
And then they opened it up to be more pagan. They had rituals and stuff. But the land up there is beautiful. It's a homestead, all off grid. Yeah, it's pretty stunning.
Anytime anybody who's not from here, well, everywhere is beautiful. Nova Scotia is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere is beautiful. The whole earth. The earth is, and I say this often, the earth is a magnificent paradise.
Mm-hmm.
The earth itself is magnificent if humans weren't being difficult. And on that, I would like to speak out to, I don't even know what to say. Libya's just had a terrible
earthquake.
Mm-hmm. And I know they say don't, you know, redundant for hopes and prayers, but I did say send up word, you know, a prayer that, you know, God has helped them. It's a terrible situation. So I hope they can get, you know, take care of that the best they can. Well, we're coming to the end here of our summary of the festivals. And for anybody who was at Aegis or Sunken Lake, it was great to have you there. And we hope to see you again next year. And for anybody who wasn't, well, you got to come on up to Nova Scotia and go. So, yes, please send your ghost stories to us. We want to get that ready for Samhain.
Yes.
And where do they send the ghost stories to?
Our Facebook.
Our Facebook, please and thank you. That would be wonderful. We want to get the ghost stories.
Yeah.
Ghost stories go, because everybody's got ghost stories.
Because we're entering spooky season.
Oh, well, listen, it's only another week or so.
I've already had my fill of pumpkin spice lattes.
Wait, there's never too many.
No, there's not a fill. Like, I've had a lot.
I've had practically a box worth of pumpkin spice cream filled cookies. Yes. It's pumpkin spice season. Well, thank you all very, very much for listening. And if you have any questions or comments, you can contact us on our Facebook page. And if you have any suggestions, we're always open for suggestions for shows. So we're always looking for ideas. And thank you very much to our lovely Krista for helping us out all the time.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
And until next time, everyone, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.